Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 30th of November, and here in Auroville is mostly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today promises a thick cloud cover with showers and thunderstorms. Additional rain can lead to flooding problems, and over the night, occasional rain. Additional rain can lead to flooding problems. Temperatures ranging from low 23 to high 28, with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 17 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. The reprieve from heavy rain across southern India will not last, with the threat of flooding downpours set to return for the final day of November. Drier weather, however, has ended as tropical moisture surges in ahead of an advancing low-pressure system. After increasing across eastern Sri Lanka on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms move into southeastern India on Sunday. The unsettled weather will persist into the middle of the week, advancing into southwestern areas as well. The tropical system returning the flooding downpours to southern India and Sri Lanka will be monitored for the potential to become a tropical cyclone as it meanders offshore of India through the middle of next week. Moon is running Gibbous, illuminated on 77%. Today at 4:30 p.m. we are invited to a general meeting at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. Following is a phone interview with the mannequin from Road Service talking about the bypass on the Crown Road from Surrender to Gaya. Yeah, good morning, mannequin.
Yeah?
Yeah, hi, here's Auroville Radio.
Auroville Radio, okay.
Yeah. Can you tell me what's happening on the stretch of Crown Road from Arka towards Gaya?
The thing is, what happened, the guy, there have been some issues and the land board and the land owners.
Uh-huh.
They want to exchange the land and all, and they have some disagreements.
Okay. So,
and the guy wants to develop himself there, so he has dumped the red soil on the road. And
yeah.
It is very muddy and the people cannot go access through.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
He did not block the road, but he dumped red soil due to rain. It became too muddy. The people are falling down. So we have diverted the road towards the cycle path of Grace side.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen this morning because I passed through. So that doesn't mean they started with the... Because the proposed was to do the bypass anyhow, right? With TDC.
Yeah,
was the proposal.
I don't know what more details because I'm driving also. Okay.
So this is just to, because of the dispute with the landowner, they did the bypass, yeah?
No. It's not the landowner who did this bypassing because he dumped a lot of red soil, mud.
Yeah.
It became muddy.
So that people will drive safe, they just created a bypass for that reason. Yeah,
the road service people have taken up the initiative to be safe because it is not our land. So we cannot do any level or make a percolation pit or we cannot do anything. So we took in our land, we just made precaution. Even a car can go, I think that now the four-wheelers can go.
Mm.
It's basically the motorcycles and cycles is very muddy and it's slippery.
Yes,
slippery,
it is.
You can say.
It is.
That's why we have made alterations.
For us to be safe.
Go point. Yeah.
Okay, Mannequin, okay. Thank you for today. Have a safe day. Yeah?
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tomorrow, 1st of December, from 4 p.m. onward, the Teacher Center invites teachers and parents to the next conversation on integral education. Together you will listen to the second CD in the series of Introduction to Integral Education, an inspirational guide with the topics How the Brain Learns. There will be time for sharing after the film. On Friday 4th, between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m, Future School opened their door and fundraising. There will be sandwiches, a flea market to scavenge through, games, a handful of entertaining performances by students, cakes and so much more. If you and everyone you know passes by on Friday from 2 to 5 p.m., they will be more than happy to welcome you and, of course, your wallet. It seems that December is a fundraising month because also Solitude Farm with Krishna there with People Food Music. They're trying to bring permaculture to the villages in Tamil Nadu. And your contribution, as they're saying, that your contribution will go directly where it's needed. So they need our help to fund the project. And they ask you also to spread the word. Nonviolent Communication is having a deepening workshop on Wednesday, 2nd of December from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. with potluck lunch with the title The Surprising Purpose of Anger. And as they're saying, anger is often seen as a negative force that we should either control or bury. The energy behind anger can be scary and even painful, both for the person feeling the emotion and for the ones witnessing it. But why does anger emerge? Is there any meaning we can make of this strong emotion? Is there a deeper message of the core? Yes. But they are saying it's for only intermediate level, so prior nonviolent communication experience is required. For more information and to register, you need to contact Laura at 944-278-8016. Otherwise, Christmas is just around the corner, so December 19 would be the day when the Youth Center will hold their annual Christmas fair, which is of course very popular in Oroville as a tradition, and it's always very well attended by all age groups. So on this day, the entire Oroville community is invited to participate in various activities such as live music, stage performance, children games for children, rides, stalls, foods, and much more. This is a day of celebration and fun which is organized for the community by the Oroville Youth. And the theme of this year is What to Wear Fair, which is supposed to encourage people to express themselves creatively and reflect on our development as a community. But to make this year fair as fantastic as possible, they need some help, either in kind or cash. Of course, you are really much welcome to donate either on Christmas fair account number 0099, or you can go to Youth Center or call them on 262-2857 and they would be really happy to pick up your donation. Also, Unity Pavilion has started planning this year's Christmas celebration because the last 2 years this event had a growing participation and been much appreciated by kids and adults alike. It was a combination of music, dance, making stars with a wish, and the Christmas tea, which gives a day spent together in light and joyfulness. So for this year, they're inviting individuals and groups from different countries and languages to join. So because together we have a rich heritage to draw on from our countries and cultures. They would love you to join them with songs of your language. Songs for listening to, songs for singing all together, and songs for the dancing around the Christmas tree. They also welcome recorded music to have a background during the paper cutting session. Volunteers for the star paper cutting and for the craft activities, as well as helping to manage the event in general in a joyful, easy manner, are also most welcome to contact them. Unity Pavilion phone number is 262-3574. And here's an interesting post from Avinet by Chandrish Patel. And the title of it is We Can Have a Community Transport If We Will Wheel It. As he says, there are 200 plus car drivers owners in Oroville, maybe more. On a ballpark estimate from the pursuing the park lots and community resident parking lots from public places parking during the day and events, the breakup is as follows. 10% are bicycles, 80% are two-wheeler mechanical transport, mostly fossil fuel, 10% four-wheeler mechanized transport, mostly fossil fuel. So, if we multiply a little bit, 200 by 2 lakhs is 400 lakhs or 4 crores were spent on four-wheeler motor vehicle. 1,200 by 50,000 ends up like 600 lakhs or 6 crores were spent on two-wheel motor vehicle. 30 by 3 lakhs, which is 90 lakhs, were spent on transport vehicle owned by services of Oroville. And monthly fuel, maintenance and annual insurance, etc., cost of it is about 15 lakhs or more. So if there was a collective will, we would have got a good community transport long back. If there was a collective will, all our children would be riding good cycles given to them by the community for free. Our seniors would have a sufficient options in the morning and evening to go to work, partake in community events, and it will or within quite a flexible schedule. The healthy and willing would be using cycles to work or for leisure. We would use electric bicycles to supplement summer and hot periods of the day. Families could use carpool from the AV taxi service that will maintain the vehicle for shared use. Ponder trips would be done frequently to ferry person by goods. Mini load carriers for general use would be scheduled and shared. Buses would be used to ferry children in the school time, groups and mass movement at other times, minivans to ferry seniors on routine routes. We would have a community transport that we would have been proud of, like the green car, but that is thanks to Mother Nature. Even if today those who own cars give 2 lakhs each to a community transport pool, we will have the first real step towards a community transport and ensure that each of these car owners can afford it and ensure that a rupees 4 crore corpus fund will take us a strong step ahead in the right direction. At Cinema Partisan Town Hall, today at 6:30 p.m., Pavilion of France will present The Invention of the Department Store, directed by Sally Aitken and Christine Le Goff. Otherwise, at 8 p.m. they will screen Tamil drama Kaka Mutai, The Crow's Egg, which is made in India in 2014 by director M. Manikandan. Tomorrow we will see an Italian thriller, Hungry Hearts, made in Italy in 2014 by director Saverio Constanzo. And on Wednesday they will screen a culture documentary, Calas Toujours, concert live in Paris Opera, which was filmed in France in 1958 by director Jean Benamon. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "All your life must be an offering and sacrifice to the Supreme. Your only object in action shall be to serve, to receive, to fulfill, to become a manifesting instrument of the divine Shakti in her works." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.